Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Call Pippa on 021 446 0567.
Now, as I mentioned on Tuesday, I went to such an interesting presentation on a new innovation in the water space, which offers the ability to produce your own safe drinking water literally out of thin air and sunshine. I think most of us have heard at some point of the concept in our conversations around the drought, but I've never seen it systemized on this scale before. It's the brainchild of an American firm called Zero Mass Water, whose founder and CEO, Cody Friesen, holds a PhD in material science from MIT and is passionate about renewable energy and its potential applications for solving the problems of humanity. The big one that perplexes him at the moment is access to high quality drinking water. And the system that Zero Mass Water has developed is called Source. It uses solar panels filled with very absorptive material to harness the moisture from the air and produce good quality drinking water. I have Dr. Cody Friesen on the line with me now from Johannesburg. Glad to catch you before you head home to the States, Cody. Thanks for chatting to me.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
As you know, we were all adjusting to water scarce conditions here in Cape Town, but your talk on Tuesday really reminded me that actually having access to 50 litres of potable water per person per day is a luxury that many people in the world would love to have. It's really been the driving thought behind your business from day one, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that even that 50 litres may or may not be quite up to the quality that people expect in terms of the water they want to consume. And so really thinking about how do we advance water technology to a point where people can truly own and have convenience and, of course, transparency around the water that they drink.
Okay, now the system that you've developed, without asking you to give away your intellectual property here, Cody, can you explain very basically how it works?
Yeah, so while there's a lot of nuances and some control science and so on behind how the technology ultimately is very efficient, at a very basic level, think about the sugar in a sugar bowl. We know that if you leave the lid off, it starts to clump after a while, and it does that because the sugar absorbs water from the atmosphere. So you can imagine materials, not sugar, but other materials that do that exact same thing, but are nanostructured and hierarchically porous so that they do that process very fast. And then we use solar energy to take the water that has been absorbed into those materials and cycle it back out in a way that's very efficient so that no electricity, no input water is needed for Source to operate.
No electricity, also not very much infrastructure, Cody. It's a panel that goes up and it can start operating quite quickly. It doesn't require a whole lot of high-tech input and a whole lot of complicated maintenance.
That's right. It's actually easier to install than solar PV. It takes a team about 30 minutes or so to establish one, mount it, and then, of course, whatever time it takes to run the water line down to a separate tap at your sink or to the refrigerator tap.
Just to wrap up the conversation with Cody Friesen, founder and CEO at Zero Mass Water, whose Source system uses solar technology, essentially, that takes air plus sunlight and converts it into good drinking water. Cody, it's not quite as simple as that. Once that water's been captured back from the air, you go through a process of mineralizing it. Can you explain what you do and why you need to do that?
Yeah, so we produce absolutely pure water. It's basically distilled water, so that's not something you'd want to drink. So we then send that through a proprietary mineral block that brings the pH up to about 8 and adds calcium, magnesium, and so on. And so the water both tastes great, but it also has a very sort of soft mouthfeel with a crisp finish. And that's really critical for sort of the enjoyment of that water.
Okay, now you mentioned the panels, how easy they are to install and that this doesn't require any input water or any electricity. One panel is going to produce up to, I think, 5 litres per day at its maximum, Cody. So for those who have greater need than that, for example, schools, old age homes that might want to implement this, they'd have to scale it up quite substantially. Is the system capable of doing that and is there any cap to how big it can go?
Yeah, think about in the same way, sort of get a mental image of large arrays of solar panels. We can do the same thing with Source. So on a typical home, we would install 2 panels. And on a typical school, it might be anywhere from 5 to 50 panels.
Okay.
And of course, can go as large as is needed by, you know, that facility.
Can you give us some examples of the kinds of places that's already in use?
Sure. So we're in high-end homes in California, in Dubai, you know, sort of on that high-end experience. We're also at schools without water in Mexico. We're on the roof of the Asian Development Bank in Manila. We have installed at orphanages in northern Lebanon for Syrian refugees. And so really, think about sort of the ubiquity of solar PV, again, just to use that as an analogy, that, you know, when it goes onto a wealthy person's home, it's really a luxury item. Those same panels in a more modest setting are really about impact. And Source does the same thing in water. In fact, last week, we actually installed at the Samburu Girls Foundation in northern Kenya at a school that has rescued over 300 girls from some really tough situations in that pastoral region.
Yeah.
And so now they don't have to walk 2 miles each way for their water that they drink. And so, you know, really, as we think about the applications here in South Africa, obviously in Cape Town, there's a sort of deep recognition now of that acute water stress that happened with when the day zero was coming. But there's also sort of an underlying need broadly in the sense that water stress is sort of a human condition, which is why we buy bottled water, why we go through the great lengths we do to separate the water that we, for example, shower and flush with from the water that we want to consume. And Source does that in an intrinsic way, where you have full knowledge of where the water came from, the fact that it's high purity, and that it's very convenient, sent right into your tap with an 80 PSI pump inside the panel. So it really has the same experience for the end user as if they had they were using their government supply.
Cody, it's not a cheap system. 30,000 rand per panel is the approximate cost in South African rands. But for those who are already dependent on bottled water for their drinking water supply, you pointed out in your presentation on Tuesday that it effectively would pay itself back in a couple of years if you took out the need to buy bottled water. Plus, it has the added benefit of reducing all the nasty side effects of bottled water in terms of the carbon footprint and the plastic pollution.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're primarily buying the 5-liter jugs and a little bit of the bottle, you know, smaller volumes of bottled water, then that's about a 2 to 3 year payback. If you're buying primarily 0.5-liter and 1-liter bottles, it's even a faster payback than that. So we're about 2 to 3 times faster payback than solar. And of course, with financing, it's an immediate sort of switch and save. And not to mention, as you mentioned, the carbon footprint, the plastic, but also the convenience. You know, you're no longer having to go to the store to procure your water. And something that sort of goes all the way back to when we started thinking about the problem statement that we wanted to solve with the technology, you know, drinking water access is a fundamental human right. And yet, with water, we have to go to the store or get it from a government supply. So how do we change that? How do we get to 21st century and really leapfrog that infrastructure in the same way that, you know, a cell phone leapfrogs infrastructure and the same way that a solar panel does that? So that's really what Source does, is it sort of brings that level of convenience and, of course, sort of makes economic sense.